The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The Book of Ecclesiastes, Chapter 1. The words of the Assembler, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, says the Assembler. Vanity of vanities, the whole is vanity. What advantage has a human in all his toil, which he toils under the sun? One generation goes, and another generation comes, yet the earth is standing for the eon. The sun rises, and the sun sets and gasps back to its place, that it may rise there once more. Going to the south and turning around to the north, around and around the wind is going. Yet on its courses the wind returns. All the watercourses are flowing to the sea. Yet this is not filling the sea. To the place from which the watercourses are flowing, there they are returning to go forth again. All the words are weary. A man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear filled with hearing. What occurred once, it shall occur again. And what was done, it shall be done again. There is nothing at all new under the sun. Is there anything of which one may say, see this, it is new? It has already occurred in eons that were before us. There is no remembrance of former generations, and also for those who shall come after us. A remembrance of them shall not continue with those who shall come afterward. I myself, the Assembler, came to be king over Israel and Jerusalem. I applied my heart to inquiring and exploring by wisdom concerning all that is done under the heavens. It is an experience of evil Elohim has given to the sons of humanity to humble them by it. I saw all the deeds that are done under the sun, and behold, the whole is vanity and a grazing on wind. What is distorted cannot be set in order, and what is lacking cannot be counted. I spoke with my heart, saying, behold, I have grown great and have added in wisdom over all who were over Jerusalem before me. My heart has seen much of wisdom and knowledge. Then I applied my heart to know wisdom, as well as to know about raving and frivolity. I realized that even this, it is a grazing on wind. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who adds knowledge adds pain. Chapter 2. I said in my heart, do come then. Let me probe you with rejoicing. Now look at what is good. But behold, even this was vanity. Mirth, I said, is a raving and rejoicing. What then is it achieving? I explored within my heart by stimulating my flesh with wine, while my heart was leading with wisdom, and by getting a hold on frivolity until I should see just where good may be for the sons of humanity in what they do under the heavens during the number of days in their lives. I made great things as my works. I built houses for myself. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks for myself. And I planted in them trees of every fruit. I made reservoirs of water for myself to irrigate from them the sprouting grove of trees. I acquired men servants and maid servants, and any sons born in the household became mine. Moreover, abundant cattle, herds, and flocks became mine, more than all who were over Jerusalem before me. I collected also silver and gold for myself, the valuable treasures of kings and provinces. I provided male singers and female singers for myself, and with the rich delights of the sons of humanity, a wine waiter and wine waitresses. As I grew greater and added more than anyone who was over Jerusalem before me, indeed my wisdom, it stayed by me. All that my eyes asked for I did not deny to them. I did not withhold my heart from any rejoicing, for my heart had rejoicing from all my toil, and this itself was my portion from all my toil. Yet when I faced all my deeds that my hands had done, and the toil that I had toiled in doing them, behold, the whole was vanity and a grazing on wind, and there was nothing of advantage under the sun. Then I turned around to see wisdom compared with raving and frivolity, for what will the man who comes after the king do beyond what others have already done? And I saw there is more advantage for wisdom than for frivolity, just as there is more advantage for light than for darkness. The wise man uses his eyes in his head, while the stupid man walks in darkness. Yet I realized indeed that one destiny befalls them all. So I said in my heart, since the destiny of the stupid man is also mine, and it shall befall me, to what advantage then have I been wise? Hence I spoke in my heart, this too is vanity, for there is no remembrance of the wise man or the stupid man for the eon. In the days which are already coming, everyone is forgotten. Alas, the wise man dies along with the stupid one. Then I hated life, for to me the work was evil that was done under the sun. For the whole is vanity and a grazing on wind. And I hated all the fruit of my toil for which I was toiling under the sun, that I would leave to the man who shall come after me. Who knows if he shall be a wise or a frivolous man? Yet he shall have authority over all the fruit of my toil for which I toiled, and in which I was wise under the sun. This too is vanity. So I turned around again with despair in my heart over all the fruit of toil for which I had toiled under the sun. For there is a man whose fruit of toil is in wisdom and in knowledge and in success. Yet to another man who has not toiled for it, he must give it as his portion. This too is vanity and a great evil. For what is coming to a man for all his toil, and for the shepherding of his heart which he is toiling under the sun? For all his days, pains and vexation are his experience. Even in the night his heart will not lie still. This too it is vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and cause his soul to see good from his toil. This too I see that it is from the hand of Elohim. For who can eat, and who can hurry to it outside of him? For to the man who is well-pleasing before him, he gives wisdom and knowledge and rejoicing. Yet to the sinner he gives the experience of gathering and of collecting together, to give it to one who is well-pleasing before the one, Elohim. This too is vanity and a grazing on wind. Chapter 3. For everything there is a stated time, and a season for every event under the heavens, a season to give birth and a season to die, a season to plant and a season to chop down what is planted, a season to kill and a season to heal, a season to breach and a season to build, a season to weep and a season to make merry, a season of wailing and a season of dancing, a season to fling away stones and a season to collect stones together, a season to embrace and a season to stay far from embracing, a season to seek and a season to count as lost, a season to keep and a season to fling away, a season to tear and a season to sow, a season to hush and a season to speak, a season to love and a season to hate, a season of war and a season of peace. What advantage does the worker have in what he is toiling? I see the experience that Elohim gives to the sons of humanity to humble them by it. He has made everything fitting in its season. However, he has put obscurity in their hearts so that the man may not find out his work, that which the one, Elohim, does from the beginning to the terminus. I know that there is no good for them but to rejoice and to achieve good in one's life. And moreover, anyone of humanity, that he should eat and drink and see good from all his toil, it is a gift of Elohim. I know that whatever the one, Elohim, is doing, it shall be for the eon. Onto it there can be nothing to add, and from it there can be nothing to subtract. The one, Elohim, he does it that they may fear before him. That which is, it already was, and what is to come already has been. And the one, Elohim, he shall seek out what has been pursued away. Yet further I have seen under the sun, where the place of judgment is, there is wickedness. And where the place of justice is, there is wickedness. I said in my heart, as for the righteous one and the wicked one, the one Elohim shall judge both of them, for he has set a season for every event and for every deed. I said in my heart, it is on account of the sons of humanity that the one Elohim seeks to manifest them and to show them that they themselves are beasts. For the destiny of the sons of humanity and the destiny of the beast, it is one destiny for them. As death is for this one, so is death for that one. And one spirit is for all. There is no advantage for the human over the beast, for the whole is vanity. All are going to one place. All have come from the soil, and all return to the soil. Who is knowing about the spirit of the sons of humanity, whether it is ascending above, and the spirit of the beast, whether it is descending below to the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than that he rejoices in his works, since that is his portion. For who can bring him to see what shall come after him? Chapter 4. I turned about and saw all the exploitings that are done under the sun. Behold the tears of those being exploited, and there is no comforter for them. Vigor is in the hand of their exploiters, and there is no comforter for them. So I lauded the dead, those who had already died, over the living, those who are still alive. Yet better than them both is the one who still has not come into being, who has not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. And I saw all the toil and all the success of the work done, that it was jealousy of one man over his associate. This too is vanity and a grazing on wind. The stupid man folds his hands and eats his own flesh. Yet better is one palm full with rest than both hands full with toil and a grazing on wind. I turned about and saw vanity under the sun. There was one person, but there was no second. There even was no son or brother for him. Also there was no end to all his toil, yet his eyes were not satisfied with his riches. Then he said, "For whom am I toiling and making my soul lack good? This too is vanity, and it is an experience of evil. Two are better than one, because there is better reward for them in their toil. For if they fall, one can raise up his partner. But woe to him, the one who falls when there is no second person to raise him up. Also, if two lie down together, it is warm for them. Yet for one, how can he keep warm? And if somebody can overpower him who is single, then two can stand firm in front of him who attacks. A threefold thread cannot quickly be pulled apart. Better a boy, provident and wise, than a king, old and stupid, who does not know how to take warning anymore. For from a house of prisoners one came forth to reign, even though in his kingdom he was born destitute. Yet I saw all the living who were going about under the sun, staying with the second boy who stood up in his stead. There was no end to all the people, to all before whom he was set. Yet those coming later were not rejoicing in him. Indeed, this too is vanity and a grazing on wind. Chapter 5. Guard your feet when you go to the house of Elohim. To go near to hear is better than that the stupid should offer sacrifice, for they know nothing but to do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth and your heart. It must not hasten to bring forth speech before the one, Elohim. For the one, Elohim, is in the heavens, and you are on the earth. Therefore let your words become few. For as a dream comes with many experiences, so the voice of a stupid person comes with many words. Whenever you vow a vow to Elohim, do not delay to pay it, for he has no delight in those who are stupid. That which you vow, pay. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Do not allow your mouth to cause your flesh to sin, and do not protest before the temple messenger that it was an error. Why should the one, Elohim, be wrathful at your voice and bring harm to the work of your hands? For in many dreams and vanities there are many words. Therefore fear the one, Elohim. If you should see extortion of the destitute and pillage of judgment and justice in a province, do not be amazed over the event. For one lofty official above another lofty official is observing, and other lofty officials are over them. Yet an advantage to the land in all respects is this: a king devoted to the field that it be served. One who loves silver is never satisfied with his silver, and one who loves superabundance never has enough income. This too is vanity. When goods increase, those who devour them multiply. And what profit are they to their possessor, save for the sight of his eyes? The sleep of the servant is sweet, whether he eats little or much. Yet the plenty which the rich man has, it does not permit him to sleep. There is a travailing evil I have seen under the sun. Riches are kept by their possessor to his evil. Then these riches perish through some experience of evil. Then he begets a son when there is not anything left in his hand. Just as he came forth from his mother's belly, naked shall he return, to go as he came. He shall not take up anything from his toil which he may carry in his hand. This too is a travailing evil. Exactly as he came, so shall he go. And what advantage is it to him, since he toiled for wind? Moreover, all his days are in darkness and mourning, with much vexation and illness and wrath. Behold, that which I have seen that is good, that is fitting, is to eat and to drink and to see good in all one's toil that he is toiling under the sun, during the number of days in his life that the one, Elohim, has given to him, for that is his portion. Moreover, concerning any man to whom the one, Elohim, gives riches and substance, and gives him power to eat of it and to obtain his portion and to rejoice in his toil, this good it is a gift of Elohim. For he shall not be much mindful of the days of his life, for the one Elohim is keeping him humble in the rejoicing of his heart. Chapter 6. There is an evil under the sun that I have seen, and it lies great upon humanity. When a man to whom the one, Elohim, gives riches and substance and glory, and he has no lack to his soul of all that it yearns for, yet the one Elohim does not give him power to eat of it because a foreign man eats it. This is a vanity, and it is a travailing evil. If a man begets 100 children and lives for many years, so that the days of his years become a multitude, yet his soul is not satisfied with good, and also there is no tomb for him, I say, a stillborn child is better off than he. For it comes in vanity, and in darkness it goes away, and in darkness its name is covered over. Moreover, it neither saw the sun nor knew anything. Thus this had more rest than that man, even supposing he lived twice 1,000 years and saw no good. Are not all going to the same place? All of a man's toil is for his mouth, yet even then the soul is never filled. For what advantage has a wise man over the stupid one? And what for the humble man who knows how to walk in front of the living? Better the sight of the eyes than the roving of the soul. This too is vanity and a grazing on wind. What has come to be has already been called by its name, and that which man is has been foreknown. No one can adjudicate against him who is mightier than he. When there are many words, the vanity increases. What advantage is that to man? For who knows what is good for a man in life during the number of days in his transitory life, seeing that he makes them like a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall come after him under the sun? Chapter 7. A good name is better than the best attar, and the day of one's death than the day of his birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, in that it is the terminus of every human. Thus let the living lay this on his heart. Better is vexation than mirth, for with a troubled face the heart may become better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, and the heart of the stupid in the house of rejoicing. Better to hear the rebuke of a wise man than for one to hear the song of the stupid. For as the sound of the briars under the pot, so is the mirth of the stupid man. This too is vanity. Extortion makes a wise man raving, and a bribe destroys the heart. The end of a matter is better than its beginning. A long-suffering spirit is better than a haughty spirit. Do not be rash to be vexed in your spirit, for vexation rests in the bosom of the stupid. Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these present times? For it is not in wisdom that you ask about this. Wisdom is good with an allotment and an advantage to those seeing the sun. For in the shadow of wisdom, it is as in the shadow of silver. And the advantage of knowledge is that wisdom keeps alive those possessing it. See the work of the one Elohim. For who can set in order that which he has overturned? In a day of good be resting in the good, and in a day of evil be vigilant. Indeed, the one Elohim has made this one along with that one, for this reason, that a man cannot find out anything about his hereafter. I have seen all this in my transitory days. There is the righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there is the wicked man who is prolonged in his evil. Do not be abundantly self-righteous, and do not be thinking yourself superlatively wise. Why should you make yourself desolate? Do not be abundantly wicked, and do not be frivolous. Why should you die when it is not your season? It is good that you hold to this, and from that also do not let your hand rest. For he who is fearful of Elohim shall come forth from them all. Wisdom itself gives more strength to the wise man than 10 men of authority who are in a city. For there is no righteous man in the earth who does good and never sins. Moreover, to all the words that people speak, do not give your heart's attention, that you may not hear your servant maledicting you. For even many times your heart knows that you yourself also have maledicted others. All this I probed by wisdom. I said, I shall indeed be wise. Yet it was far from me. Far away is that which has been, and deep, deep, who can find it out? I turned about that my heart may know and explore, that it may seek out wisdom and design, and may know the wickedness of stupidity and the frivolity and raving. I found more bitter than death. That kind of woman whose heart is like weir traps and sin nets, and her hands like bonds. The man doing well before the one, Elohim, he shall escape from her, and the sinner, he shall be seized by her. See, this is what I found, said the assembler. Adding one thing to another to find a design which my soul still sought, but I could not find. I found one man out of a thousand, yet I could not find a woman among all these sea. I found this alone, that the one Elohim made humanity upright, yet they seek many devisings. Chapter 8. Who is like the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a matter? Wisdom for a man lightens up his countenance, and the harsh strength of his face is altered. Observe the king's bidding, and that on account of the oath of Elohim. Do not be rash in going from his presence. Do not stand in an evil matter, for all that he desires he does. Since a king's word has authority, who can say to him, "What are you doing?" He who is observing instruction shall know no evil matter, and the wise heart shall know season and judgment. For there is season and judgment for every event, since the evil for a man is abundant upon him. For no one knows what shall come, for just as it shall be, who can tell him? No man has authority over the spirit to detain the spirit, and no one has authority over the day of death. There is no dismissal in war, and wickedness shall make no way of escape for its possessor. All this I have seen and have applied my heart to all work that is done under the sun, at a season when a man has authority over another man to his evil. In such a case I saw the wicked entombed, those who used to come and go from the holy place, and were lauded in the city where they had done such things. This too is vanity, because there is no sentence executed quickly against the evil deed. Therefore the heart of the sons of humanity in them is fully given to do evil. Though a sinner does 100 evils and days are prolonged for him, yet I know that good shall come to those fearful of the one, Elohim, who stand in fear before him. Yet good shall not come to the wicked one, nor shall he prolong his days which are like a shadow, because he has no fear before Elohim. There is another vanity that is done on the earth. There are righteous men for whom retribution is according to the work of the wicked, and there are wicked ones for whom retribution is according to the work of the righteous. I say that this too is vanity. So I lauded rejoicing, since there is no good for a man under the sun, save to eat and to drink and to rejoice. And it shall be allied with him in his toil through the days of his life, which the one, Elohim, gives to him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the experience that is appointed on earth, even though by day and night one does not see sleep with his eyes, then I saw in all the work of the one, Elohim, that a man is not able to find out the work that is done under the sun. For as much as a man may toil in seeking it out, but shall not find it. And even if a wise man says he knows, he is not able to find it out. Chapter 9. For I laid all this on my heart, and my heart saw all this, that the righteous and the wise and their services are in the hand of the one, Elohim. Whether it will be love or hate, a man is not able to know. Everything before them is vanity. Just as to all, there is one destiny for the righteous one and for the wicked one, for the good one and for the bad one, for the clean one and for the unclean one, for the one who sacrifices and for him who makes no sacrifice. So it is for the good person as for the sinner, for the one who swears just as for one fearful of an oath. This is the evil in all that is done under the sun, that one destiny is for all. Moreover, the heart of the sons of humanity is full of evil, and ravings are in their heart throughout their lives. Yet after it, they are joined to the dead. Indeed, for anyone who is joined with all the living, there is trust. For it is better to be a living cur than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know nothing whatsoever. There is no further reward for them. Indeed, remembrance of them is forgotten. Both their love and their hate, as well as their jealousy, have perished already. And there is no further portion for them for the eon in all that is done under the sun. Go, eat your bread with rejoicing, and drink your wine with good heart, for already the one, Elohim, has approved of your works. In every season, let your garments be white, and oil on your head, let it not be lacking. See life with a wife whom you love all the days of your transitory life, which he gives to you under the sun all your transitory days. For this is your portion in life and in your toil that you are toiling under the sun. All that your hand finds to do, do with your vigor, for there is no doing or devising or knowledge or wisdom in the unseen where you are going. I turned about and saw under the sun that the race is not to the fleet, nor the battle to masters of war, nor even bread for the wise, nor even riches for the understanding, nor even grace for the knowing, for a season of mischance shall happen to them all. For moreover, a man does not know his season, like fish that are held in an evil weir, and like birds that are held in a snare. So the sons of humanity themselves are trapped by a season of evil, when it falls on them suddenly. I also saw this wisdom under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a small city with only a few mortals in it, and a great king came against it and surrounded it, and he built great siege works against it. Now a man was available in it, provident and wise, and he would have provided escape for the city by his wisdom. Yet not one person remembered that provident man. So I said, better is wisdom than mastery. Yet the wisdom of a provident man is despised, and his words are no longer hearkened to. The restful words of wise men, hearkened to, are better than the outcry of a ruler among the stupid. Wisdom is better than weapons of attack, yet one sinner destroys much good. Chapter 10. As dead gadflies cause a compound of oil to stink, to bubble forth, so a little frivolity outweighs wisdom and glory. The heart of the wise man inclines to his right, yet the heart of the stupid man to his left. Even as the frivolous man walks along the way, his heart betrays a lack and affirms to all that he is frivolous. If the spirit of a ruler ascends against you, do not leave your place, for a healing time gives rest to great sins. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, like an inadvertent error that comes forth from before one in authority. Frivolity is put in high positions. The great and the rich nobles sit in low ones. I have seen slaves on horseback and chiefs walking upon the earth like slaves. He who delves a pit hole may fall into it, and he who breaches a stone dike, a serpent may bite him. He who quarries out stones may come to grief by them. He who splits timbers may be endangered by them. If the iron tool has become blunt and one does not polish the surface, then he must be masterful with potency, yet wisdom would succeed for advantage. If a serpent should bite when there was no snake charm, then there is no advantage to the possessor of a charming tongue. Words from the mouth of a wise man are grace, yet the lips of a stupid man swallow him up. At the start, the words of his mouth are frivolity, and at last from his mouth comes evil raving. The frivolous man multiplies words, but a man does not know what shall be and what shall come after him. Who can tell him? The toil of the stupid wearies him, seeing that he does not even know how to go to the city. Woe to you, land, whose king is a youth, and whose chiefs feast in the morning. Happy are you, land, whose king is a son of notables, and whose chiefs eat in season for mastery and not for a drinking bout. Because of slothfulness, the rafters shall sag, and because of laziness of hands, the house shall leak. The making of bread is for mirth, and wine gives rejoicing to life, while silver answers for everything. Even in your thinking, do not maledict a king, and do not maledict a rich man in your bedchamber, because a flyer of the heavens may carry the voice, and a possessor of wings may tell your speech. Chapter 11. Send forth your bread on the surface of the water, for after many days you shall find it. Give a portion to seven, yea, even to eight, for you do not know what evil may come upon the earth. If the thick clouds are full for a downpour, they shall empty out upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south, or if to the north, the place where the tree falls, there shall it rest. He who observes the wind does not sow, and he who examines the thick clouds does not reap. Just as you do not know what the way of the wind may be, or how bones are formed in the full womb, thus you cannot know the work of the one, Elohim, who does the whole. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not let your hand rest at evening. For you do not know wherein this may succeed, whether this or that, or whether both of them alike are good. The light is sweet, and it is good for the eyes to see the sun. For if a man lives many years, he should rejoice in them all. Yet he should remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that will come is vanity. Rejoice, choice youth, in your childhood. And let your heart make you cheerful in the days of your prime. Walk in the ways of your heart and by the sight of your eyes, yet know that for all these the one, Elohim, shall bring you into judgment. Take away vexation from your heart, and expel evil sufferings from your flesh. For childhood and early days are transitory. Chapter 12. Yet remember your Creator in the days of your prime, while the evil days have not yet come, or the years encroach when you shall say, there is no delight for me in them, while the sun and the light is not yet darkened, or the moon and the stars, and before the thick clouds return after the downpour. In the day when the keepers of the house stir in a sweat, and the men of valor bend down, when the grinding maids halt because they are few, and those seeing out through the crevices are darkened, when the double doors to the roadway are closed, when the sound of the grinding becomes low, and one rises at the sound of the bird. Yet all the daughters of song are prostrate. Moreover, one fears lofty heights, and catastrophes are on the road. When the almond tree flowers, and the grasshopper is burdensome, and the caperberry's effects are annulled, when man goes to his Ionian home, and those wailing turn about in the roadway, remember him, while the silver cable is not yet pulled away, and the golden bowl is splintered, and the jar is broken at the fount, and the rolling wheel is splintered at the cistern, and the soil returns to the earth just as it was, and the spirit, it returns to the one, Elohim, who gave it. Vanity of vanities, says the assembler. The whole is vanity. Yet furthermore, because the assembler was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, and he listened and investigated and set in order many proverbs. The assembler sought to find words of delight, and what was written is uprightness and words of truth. The words of the wise are like goad points, and like embedded bolts is the possessing of gathered sayings. They are given by one shepherd. Yet furthermore, my son, beyond these be warned. Of the making of many scrolls there is no end, and much study is weariness to the flesh. The terminus of the whole matter has been heard. Fear the one, Elohim, and keep his instructions, for this is the whole duty of humanity. For the one Elohim shall bring every deed into judgment concerning all that is obscured, whether good or whether evil.